You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. John and Raheel, along with Del. You weren't going to come back, but you came back.
Came back.
And you're wearing your Pakistan jersey. Is it, what is it called? It's not a jersey.
Cricket jersey. Yeah, cricket jersey.
Oh, it's a cricket jersey.
Yeah, it's the 2003.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of soccer thing.
No, no, it's a cricket jersey.
It's a cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket is a sport that no one understands ever. Is that ever understood?
No, but when you watch it with
it's
the right crowd,
boring.
It's so much fun.
It takes 3 days to play.
That long ones do, but the T20, those are fast. Those are like less than 2 hours. Roughly?
Really?
Yeah, because it's capped off. Like, you only get so many pitches or bowls, and that's it.
Oh.
There's a limit on how many times you get a chance to hit. It's not like baseball where you could just go, oh, my gosh, another foul ball. Oh, another foul ball.
Oh, that's good. You another only get so many ball. Pitches. And they, somebody
that's
counts
it.
Them?
Yep.
Who's that? You got to have the most boring job in the world if you're counting.
I mean, it's the same person. There's just this, you know.
No, it's just ridiculous how boring.
Same guy who. Tracks yards in a football game.
So you're repping Pakistan today.
I am. And you can see it on
India.
No.
You're not repping India today.
No.
I've seen you, though.
Yeah, you can see this on the ESPN YouTube channel.
I'm repping golf today.
Did you golf yesterday?
I did.
Where'd you go?
I went to Wildcat. We had such a good time. Me and JT, we tied.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I had to make a putt on 18 to tie him.
That's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
When your son is almost
beating me. I mean, I love dominating him. And now we're like tying. Oh, yeah. He hits it like 100 yards past me. It just is the worst.
But his short
when your kids
sucks.
Are good,
yeah.
It just is the worst. Eighth grade is when he beat me in basketball.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. He was already taller than me. Yeah. And. That was just like, I walked off the court. I was down six to 11, and I just I walked off the court.
You didn't even give him.
I didn't know.
You didn't let him get the game point on you?
No. And then when he saw, we were playing ping pong in the garage, and when he started to beat me, he started to get really good. I was like, that's it. We're done playing ping pong ever. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, ever.
So are you just going to walk off the golf course if. Or drive off the course if he beats you?
No,
or
I just won't ever play with him again.
Man, you're a sore loser.
I am. Terrible. No, you can't. You can't let your kid. Wait till Hayden beats you in basketball. She will.
No, she's not.
Yes, she will.
No, she's not.
Yeah, yeah.
So I take her to the track once a week for sprints and footwork and all that, right?
You know what? You're a great, great dad. You take your daughter, and you've been doing this for years.
Since she was 3 years old.
Yeah. Let's
but
go.
But she loves it.
And she does.
She loves, like, working out with me. So
she does.
We'll race at the end of every session. Just let a reminder, like, okay.
Yeah.
It was dicey.
Of course, that's your culture, though. You like to put women in their place.
Yeah. Put them in a place. You're not beating me. It was dicey after the knee surgeries.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to run again. And I think I won't get to beat my daughter, right?
Right.
This young of an age. But then I persevered.
Yeah.
I put in the work, and I whipped her ass.
Nice. I love that.
She beat her mom, though.
No.
She beat Nishma.
I could see that.
She's more, because Nishma's more a long-distance runner.
She
still
is.
Works out. Like, but she likes to go
yeah.
marathons and that right. stuff.
Well, she's a doctor.
No, she's not a doctor. She works in the medical field.
Oh, okay, but I can just call her a doctor.
Yeah, same thing.
Same, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so she doesn't have time for, like, your foolishness.
Mm-mm.
No. You play basketball, you work out all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you're not in the medical, you're not saving people's lives.
I'm not saving anybody's.
No, nobody.
Well, no, I might have saved a life yesterday.
What?
Yeah, Irv. Maybe all that
okay,
trash
again
talking.
With the Irv.
No, I'm just saying.
Del,
maybe I saved
a
life.
It didn't take 4 minutes for him to insult Irv again.
Maybe I saved La Raza's life, who's a listener. He's been a longtime listener since 2015, and he's put on a couple of pounds, like many of us do, but it's like a couple 40.
And stop. Stop already.
I'm here to save his
Why
life by bullying him.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing
in front
this?
Of millions of Houstonians.
You're like the Fray.
Yeah. You just
How to Save a Life. That's who you are.
How to Save a Life.
You sing that to La Raza.
Where did I go wrong?
Yeah. Well, you ate that donut. That's where you went wrong.
Yeah. All right. It's okay. Okay. Longhorn Scott is already texting.
All right. What did he say?
All right. Longhorn Scott, get in here. Hearing Christmas music on 92.5. Yeah. For you 92.5 people, well, you're not listening. It is Christmas music now. 92.5. Download our app. ESPN 975. Download our app. Go to 97.9 and HD2. It's the best.
That's how I listen.
That's
the best way to do
it's,
it.
It's crystal clear.
Yeah. And it's just, you're like 30 seconds behind or so.
Who cares?
That's perfect.
Yeah, right.
It's fine. You get a little tape delay.
Right.
You're good.
I mean, Dell can get the F-bombs out when SJ calls.
Well, I got 8 seconds.
Right.
Then I can hit the button and we're good.
Right.
Same here.
But people who are listening on the air.
You're overestimating yourself.
You what?
No, he made a joke about having 8 seconds.
Oh, that's how you are?
That's what he said about himself, not me.
Oh, damn.
About 8 seconds.
Eight seconds. That's enough.
What do you need?
What?
Half that.
That's enough.
4 seconds?
Gosh. It's enough. Anyway,
only takes a moment.
Yeah, 92.5, just got news for everybody. It's actually Scott, Longhorn Scott is breaking the news. Ah, that's over.
Yeah.
That's over. So download the app or go to 97.9 HD2 and let's go. And you got that's how you listen. 97.9 is the best way to listen.
HD2.
So have you ever been called a coward?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, what about, have you ever done a cowardly act?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We all have.
Yeah,
we all have.
As bad as, like, the Longhorns players last year.
Whoa, what do you mean?
After they beat A&M, mm-hmm. they waited for A&M to go to the locker room, and then they came out and they stomped on the Aggie logo in midfield.
I missed that. I didn't know they did that.
I'm looking at it right here.
Are you sure it's not AI?
No, I saw Parker.
The Longhorns would never. No,
Parker Livingstone is out there doing
it. Yeah, yeah. Livingstone, of all players.
You wouldn't expect it, right?
A little white kid. Hey.
Little skinny receiver.
What did you do in the game, too, by the way?
Last year, I don't remember him doing it. Yeah.
Nothing.
And you're out there stomping? Here is Armaj Reed-Adams, Texas A&M offensive lineman, talking about the Longhorns last year stomping on the Aggie logo.
Is there anything from the game last season that stuck with you from a revenge standpoint, maybe that you guys were able to do? Or
a few things, but we're going to get it handled. I don't want to speak on nobody.
Yep. Did it happen there too, the players stomping on the field after the game?
Yeah, cowards do what cowards do.
Cowards do what cowards do.
How is that cowardly?
It is cowardly because you waited until the Aggies were in the locker room.
The Texas
you wouldn't
team
do
went,
it to their face.
We did it in front of all the fans. The no. Texas Longhorns went in there and did the most courageous thing ever. They rallied. They worked
cowards
together,
do.
And they pulled off a monumental
do.
Win in a return of
Weren't
the rivalry.
Weren't you favored in that game?
Cowards
yeah, still monumental.
Do
okay.
what cowards
they
do.
They stood strong, stopped them at the one-yard line. Can't get a yard, can't get a win.
Do what
Sorry.
Cowards do what cowards do.
How's that cowardly?
You
got to
keep
That's
that.
That's brave.
Yeah. That's it. That Delo's already got it.
Cowards do what
courageous
cowards do.
Cowards do what cowards do. That's you. Okay.
Should have won the
and
game.
Those are your people, too. That's
Should've
your culture.
Should have won the game.
Okay.
That's fine. You do that, we'll keep winning games.
Keep women down. Yeah. And stomp on logos when the other team's in the locker room.
You get sound bites, we'll take the wins.
See, there was another rivalry game that weekend. And did Michigan wait till Ohio State went into the locker room to plant the Michigan flag?
It right
no,
there.
They did it at the time so Jack Sawyer could grab the flag and nearly start a fight. But they did it to their face.
We were busy singing the Eyes of Texas.
No, you waited.
We were honoring our fans who made the brave
what?
Trip
the brave
to College
trip to,
Station.
Why is it so brave?
Mm-hmm.
You've been to College Station?
I have, but I still don't know why it's so brave. Explain to me why it's so brave.
Yeah.
So many people.
Cowards do what cowards do.
They went there. They conquered. They stomped on the field.
Stomped on the logo.
Which we've been on. Remember when we first started that A&M partnership, we would go down there with Summy.
Yeah.
And then we would just walk on the field like it was no big
but
deal.
But not on the logo.
Not
Did
on,
you walk on
the
logo? The
logo wasn't up yet. It was just grass. Yeah, at that time.
But
because it was preseason.
In the locker room, they have, at least when I went there, it was under Jimbo. They have the logo, big logo that's on the carpet. Cordoned off. You don't walk on that thing.
No.
You're not allowed to.
No.
Not as a visitor.
I mean, that's sacred grass. I honestly, the first time I ever went to Texas A&M, I was walking across the I thought I was in a quad or I don't know where I was, and I'm walking on the grass and they were like, "You can't walk on this grass." And I was like, "What?
Not here, buddy.
What grass? What is this is sacred grass?"
It is.
Is this where Revelry poops?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
That is Revelry. Revel, wow. revel. I can't say
revelry.
Revelies.
Revel. Oh, put some respect. See, you're just you're a bad person. You're bad.
Not allowed to say the name.
You're not allowed
cowardly
to say.
Do
it. Whoop. I mean, you
can't even wear a cap inside one of their buildings. You know that, right? If you wear a cap, you get called out. That was a big thing on TikTok last year.
Really?
In one of their.
Well, put some respect on that building, okay?
True story. I spoke at Texas A&M.
No, you did not.
I promise. I'm not joking. I went and spoke in their communication school. I got an invite to speak at Texas A&M before the University of Texas.
Did you? Have you spoken at Texas?
No, I haven't.
You still haven't?
No. I'm in talks with their dean. And it never
you.
Works out.
I mean.
Schedule's too packed.
Well, I
to
mean,
fill in
UT's probably like, Hey,
yeah, they're like, should we get Matthew McConaughey
or
the Raheel?
At the underscore Raheel. Cowards do what cowards do, Del.
I'm looking forward to, what, Friday? It's the game
I
on Friday.
Wait.
Oh, here's Longhorn Scott.
On the other side, you got to hit the respect the break.
Yeah, speaking of respect.
Respect the break. Give Longhorn Scott the respect
Longhorn
as well.
Longhorn Scott was on yesterday and had to leave, so I'm just hoping he doesn't have to lead. I'll tell you this right now, though. I'm going to tell you this right now, that Texas Card House is the place to get your... Oh, not yet, right? Not yet. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. In the future, Texas Card House is the place to go this week, period. And I'll tell you why in a few breaks. But right now, we're going to take a break, and Longhorn Scott is on the other side. If you're an Aggie and you want to rebut whatever Longhorn Scott says. 713-780-3776. Come on.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is this called?
Are you like a Jets cornerback from 2004 when they used to pick passes off? They used to do the Jet thing.
Yeah.
Or Santonio Holmes.
When all of us Aggies go back.
Or Revis Island.
Yeah, no, they don't put their arms out straight. They do this because they're wrapping their arms around other people's shoulders and sway. But you're like flying.
That sway thing is pretty wild.
Texas University.
Do you remember that parody of this? There's a guy who would sing like, oh, it was back in the 2007 range. It was like, man, man, he would just mumble the whole thing. Do you remember that, Dell? I'll find it in the break. I always think of that when I hear the fight song. I went to my first Texas A&M game last year at, you know, in the return. And
that was the first time you were there?
First time I've ever gone to College Station. I'd never gone there for a game when I was a student because I would be going home. And that sway thing is real. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It is. I was like, oh, you guys are overhyping it. That press box was shaking, and I'm like, ooh, I'm out. I'm gonna go downstairs.
Yeah, you were scared. You were scared of those. You're scared of those people.
Cowards do what cowards do.
Cowards do what cowards do. You ran like a little bee.
I'm gonna make jokes off air.
My daughter loves you. She said she's racing her daughter now. Charlie, hi Charlie. Papa says hi Charlie.
Race him.
She's racing her daughter now, so she knows that she's faster.
Start. Our kids are about the same age, and yeah, my 3-year-old, she's coming to work out.
Does she come work out too?
I'll beat her ass too.
Yeah.
I'll let her know. Dad's still faster.
Dad's way faster than you. Hey, and then you give her a backhand?
No, I don't give her a backhand. Oh.
What is that enforcing?
Yeah.
I mean.
Get faster.
Even though I want to beat you, get faster.
Just so she knows.
What does she know?
Boom.
That at any point dad will traumatize her? Does she know?
That's listen. Yeah, that's so crazy.
What? What are you saying?
That a woman would get backhanded. Okay.
What? By who? What? Raheel? No, that is crazy. What's he talking about?
The views and thoughts of John Granato are not expressed by Raheel.
This is the problem.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Why? This is the problem when John has a diverse co-host. He looks at you and he's like, what jokes can I make about him? Like, Lance, he does the German stuff, but everyone's fine making fun of Germans. You, there's real.
It's not okay. It's okay to make fun of Germans, but not him?
Yeah, actually,
No. I'm equal opportunity.
No, you shouldn't be. It's fun, or it's allowed to make fun of Germans.
Oh, it's allowed, but it's not allowed to make fun.
You know the rules.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But making fun of your Southeast Asian co-host.
I don't play by your rules.
Well, clearly, but the rest of us got rules we need to play by.
Well, I don't.
In today's America, I believe it.
In this economy,
I believe it.
Let's get Longhorn Scott.
You know what
here.
He's never suggested?
What?
Looking at Lance and going, you know what? Maybe a backhand.
A fresh one.
Yeah, he's never said that.
Germans don't do that.
They do other stuff.
Then I tell them about it. That's right.
Yeah, they're very efficient at soccer.
What does Longhorn Scott do? Let's find out. Hey, Longhorn Scott.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
What's up? What's going on, pal?
Boy, let's see here. Just looking back, pondering, his history. And it's great to have this game back on the calendar. First time in Austin since 2010. What has everybody been up to since then? All right, let's recap. A&M went to the SEC. And they have a chance finally in their 13th season to do something Texas did in their first season, which is play in the SEC championship game. So that's cute. I guess what else have they done? They've groused all season about someone walking on their logo. Tell me you got beat at home without telling me you got beat at home. I mean, they walked on our logo. Hey, how about you win the game? Here's the thing. This is the best team A&M will have played all year, period. And the Horns are going to put number 78 up on them. 77-37-5 is the series record.
Well, they did play Notre Dame.
And by the way, the Aggies loved it. Notre Dame. Let's take a look at their schedule. Anyway, I stand on what I said. But I'll add this.
You lost
to Florida. Bring up the series record. Aggies love. We did. Yeah. This is a very underwhelming Texas team on the whole. However, the offense has been getting better and better and better every week. We got our O-line figured out. Let me finish my thought, though, because the Aggies, they always love to bring up the fact that how they were at some, quote, major disadvantage until 1970, whatever, when they finally said, hey, you know what would be great is if there were women here. They say that they're at a disadvantage before that, and thus how could they possibly compete with the University of Texas, right? And then they trot out their 1939 national championship, which was before the 70s when they brought women on. So both things can't happen, right? You can't have both won the national championship in 39. I think Poland was being invaded by the Nazis that year, but also complain that you were at a disadvantage. It's so great. I'll have two pitchers ready to catch the Aggie tears Friday night. I can't freaking wait.
Just slow down. One team's third in the country, and then there's you, I mean, the other team, okay? One team is undefeated, and you've got three losses. So,
and that's why we play the games.
Slow your roll.
We play the games. Georgia is the best team. Hey, I told you after the Mississippi State game, I said Texas is going to finish the year 3-1. I went to Athens. Hey, look, A&M, we're their big game, right? They get to get up for it. Every week for us, we got the hate wagons rolled out. You should have seen it in Athens. I mean, you thought we had some 100-year bloodlust, like history with these people, the way they acted. But anyway, Georgia was the best team we will have played all year by a long shot.
No, no.
And that includes Ohio State. Texas is the best team A&M will have played this year, at least this far.
Notre Dame. So, anyway, Notre Dame is ranked ahead of you. Boom. Notre Dame.
What would their they won,
Notre Dame. Oh yeah, you got the history of Notre Dame. Boom. Notre Dame. Sorry. And they're ranked higher. And so that just shoots down your argument.
Is Dawn. Texas Tech the fifth best team?
Who's what?
Is Texas Tech the fifth best team?
Texas Tech is fifth in the country.
Yeah. There you go. There's your rankings.
I'm sorry.
There are your rankings.
Well.
They also didn't lose to Florida on the road. So,
yeah.
Any argument.
In the swamp.
I will say this, though.
Great.
It was muggy.
South Florida won in the swamp.
I will say this. Texas is a lot better than they were then.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But A&M, it's the best team. I'll give it to Ohio State, but I'm not sure Georgia's better than A&M. I wouldn't just believe that.
No. I don't know.
If Georgia, Texas A&M face off in the championship game, what's the line?
Well, they might face off.
I know. What's the line?
I'm sure
Georgia 2.5.
Georgia's probably favored.
2.5.
But plus, it's in Atlanta, which is a home away from home for them. But I don't know that I believe that Georgia's better. Yeah. I mean, they're a great second-half team, fourth-quarter team. You don't want to allow them to stay in a game if you can put them away. But I think I like A&M's explosiveness.
This is the 120th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Texas has a slight lead in the series.
Yeah, it's a big advantage.
40 games.
It wasn't good.
No. 77, 37, and 5.
Yeah.
But they were at a disadvantage. There were no women on campus.
There were no women there. Yeah. Sorry, Longhorn Scott.
Yeah.
There were no women. I don't know what that... There's still no women cheerleaders. Yeah. Can you mix in... A female cheerleader.
I don't really care about
not
that.
Cheerleaders.
I mean, I'm not watching the game to see a cheerleader. So if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. I mean,
you know what I'm not watching the game for either? Yell leaders.
I'm not watching the game for cheerleaders.
But they show them. Stop showing them.
I just want to get back to the game. I don't care.
And then when you're there in attendance, it is very distracting.
Oh, speaking of Aggies, I was at Damaris last night. We are going to remind me, at like 9:45. We are going to tell you how you just run over to Damaris on 18th and 610 and get a free turkey.
Whoa.
Everyone can get a free turkey?
Well, no. The first one. But I'm going to tell you when.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you.
At what time they have to be there?
It's when I say.
But you've already said like 9:45.
I don't know when it's going to be.
Got it.
But it's going to be. And, yeah. Yanni's going to give him whoever walks in first and says, what should be the catchword?
Hook like,
Yanni's stupid.
Yanni is stupid.
No, gig him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scoreboard.
He's an Aggie.
I know, but scoreboard. Beat us, and then next year it gets gig him.
No.
This year's hook him.
You can't. You don't do that.
How about cowards do what cowards do?
Is Yanni going to know that reference?
No, he's not.
No, just say, don't you have to tell Yanni what the catchphrase is right now so he'll know?
No. We'll have to figure it out.
Hey, dumbass.
I'm going to say Yanni's. I was thinking Yanni's a dumbass, but I don't want to do that.
It's not my business. I'm giving it away.
I'm giving it away. It's not my business. I don't give a rat's ass. But I got my turkey last night. What?
Deep fried?
Yes.
Gosh, it's so good.
The best.
Oh, my gosh.
Got mine last night. And he still has some available. So for those of you that are like, oh, no, I don't have a turkey. You're stupid, first of all. But secondly, go get it at Damaris. They've got turkeys still available.
I stepped out on Damaris and tried other turkeys, deep fried turkeys.
That's so stupid.
Nothing lives up to the Damaris one.
No.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Man. And then you get the cream corn with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I might go corn. See, here's what happens too on Thanksgiving morning. All the Greeks, all the Yannis, they all go to one of the cousins' house and they deep fry their turkeys for the day tomorrow morning.
Everyone.
All of them. They deep fry their turkeys. Okay. But they get just polluted.
Of course.
With the ouzo. At 7 a.m, everybody's doing shots of ouzo. It ruins the day, but it's so great. It's so fun.
So they all meet up, get drunk, and then they disperse back.
I'm not going to be in town.
When do you leave?
I leave tonight, 6:45.
Wow. You picked the best day to travel.
This is going to be easy at the airport, Dell.
I'm going to Hobby.
Show up right before the flight.
No, I'm going to Hobby. I'll be fine.
No, you will not be fine. There's 2 million people traveling out of the city.
That's fine. I get off of work at 12:15. I'll have time. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to have to go there like 5 hours before.
It's fine with me. What do I have to do between now and then?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's nothing to do.
You'll just be on your phone there, you'll be on your phone at home.
Yeah, who cares?
Are you going to sit in a lounge? Did you get like club passes?
No, I'm just getting on a Southwest flight flying to Orlando.
Are you going to go by the Spirit Terminal and just see what's happening? If anything's popping?
I don't treat them like they're in a zoo. No, I'm not just going to go by the Spirit Terminal.
I bought a flight for next year already, next June.
Wow.
Southwest is now, they're not going to be lining up anymore.
Yeah, you buy your seat.
Yeah, you get your seat. Except they're charging like $40 for your seat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They charge you $30 to get into A. Right? So you line up early. I always do that. Yes, give me whatever. I don't want to be in. I don't want to just sit in the middle seat, so I'll get that. It's the same thing.
It's so dumb.
I get in row 7 either way. Row 7, it's the same. So, but they just charge you now $30, $40, whatever.
United does the same thing. You join their membership. You have their card. You're part of the card. Yeah, and then guess what? Oh, you want to sit in the good area?
Yeah.
You're a member. You pay your fees. But you got to pay more fees.
Well, no, I get preferred seating with my card. I got a card.
I have the card. I have all that.
And they don't give you the preferred seating?
No.
Well, because that's you, probably. I don't know.
I don't even care. They know. To me, it doesn't even matter.
I don't know how they know, but they know.
But it's annoying.
Yeah.
Why are we paying fees?
Why are we watching commercials on Prime and Netflix?
Let's talk about that next, about the greed in sports. This
greed?
Is really, it's out of control right now.
7:30, ESPN 97.5 and 92. I'm talking about Texas Card House right now. Remember I teased Texas Card House before? Okay, well, this is now. It's now. It's on. This is the payoff. This is the money shot.
No, that's different.
How about this? How about this? Black Friday, that's this. It's 2 days from now. $100,000. $100,000. You got a tournament that costs you $400 to get in. It starts at noon. And there's $100,000 that'll be paid out to the players. That is ridiculous, people. You do not get, and it's a 1 day event. Okay, so she's going to go shopping all day. Why don't you make the family money while she's spending all the money? You make the family money. By going to the Black Friday $100,000 $400 buy-in. I mean, that is, it's ridiculous. Look, I'm looking at their schedule. They have got, it's incredible, incredible, all of the different events that they've got. All right, tonight, $2,000 guaranteed, just a $25 buy-in at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, $25 buy-in, $2,000 guaranteed. It'll be more than that. There'll be, you know what? They get a great amount of players. It'll be more than $2,000. Yesterday, an $80, $5,000 guaranteed. It's incredible what they're doing over at Texas Card House. Now, you got the family in town? You want to play poker? Yes. But you got to stay home? Yeah. You got the hijack poker. You got hijack poker that you buy. You can deposit and you can withdraw at either location, Grange Ridge and Westheimer or Spring Cypress and 45, and you can play online. Okay, hijack poker. Download it now. You're looking for the best way to play poker. There's only one place to go in the city of Houston now. TexasCardHouse.com. TexasCardHouse.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, Dell, Miami is the highest-ranked ACC. They're not even getting into their championship game, right?
Well, they're not completely eliminated. They just need plenty of help.
A lot of help.
They got a win, and then they got to hope for rivalry chaos.
Who do they have this week?
They get to go get a ranked win against Pitt. Pitt's now in the top 25 of the CFP.
Okay, so if they beat Pitt, actually that helps because because Pitt is above them.
Because Pitt has the one loss. So Pitt would be eliminated with the Miami win over them, and then they have to wait for the rest of the day. So
if they don't make the championship game, they're not getting in.
Well, we don't know because I mentioned chaos. Chaos would have to happen above them.
Yeah.
Does OU drop a game to LSU when no one can score points for either team? See if defenses rules. BYU probably won't lose this week, but do they punish BYU if they play Tech again and get blown out again? Do they get BYU out of the paint? So that could be one team in their way, out of the paint. And then you have to look at Alabama. Alabama should go into Jordan Hare and win, but that has been the case before and they've lost. So chaos would have to happen for Miami if they don't get into the ACC title game, but chaos generally happens the last couple weeks.
With BYU and Texas Tech, if they face off in the title game, that is going to happen, right? More than likely.
If BYU doesn't lose to, I think, UCF at home, which they won't. So, yeah.
So, the winner of that one gets into the CFP for sure?
Automatically. The question would be,
yeah, what happens there? It's not a two-bid league.
Because SMU, if they hadn't come, remember, SMU went into their conference title game with one loss last year, but we thought if they lost handily to Clemson, they'd be out. Fortunately for them, they came back and made it close. Clemson made a last-second field goal, so they stayed in. And there were three lost SEC teams. So I think if BYU gets blown out again, I don't think they're making it. Because there's not a lot on their schedule. And the one team of consequence that you're playing, you get beat twice badly. I don't think they would give them a spot as a two-loss as a Big 12 team.
And no matter what happens, BYU beats Tech. Tech is still in.
I would imagine.
Right. Yeah.
I think so. I just don't know.
Like going from five to out?
A two-loss Tech team.
Their best win would be the BYU win, but that would get canceled out by BYU beating them again.
You wouldn't take Vanderbilt over a
I don't think they would take Vanderbilt. I think you would have to consider if Tech is out for whatever reason, you'd have to look and go, if Notre Dame is in clearly at 10-2, one of the teams they lost to is 10-2. And they have some of the same common opponents and were undefeated against those common opponents. What do we do? How do we keep Notre Dame in and then keep the team they lost to week one out, Miami? So the CFP committee doesn't want that particular discussion to have to take place because they've been able to avoid it even as Miami rises up the ranks little by little.
Is Miami better than Vanderbilt?
Miami has a better win than Vanderbilt.
No, but just on paper,
I think Miami's offensive line and defensive line would give Vanderbilt problems.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but Miami still plays for whatever reason.
Well, they have two losses against the Louisville team that was much more whole than they are now. And then SMU's a top 25 CFP team now. So that loss doesn't look as bad as we thought it would be. SMU doesn't lose in the ACC. They got, two losses over the first two seasons in the conference.
So they're going to the championship game.
Well, that they have to win. They're not guaranteed.
No.
That's the chaos I was talking about. They got to go to...
They need chaos too?
No, SMU is in with the win, but they're not in right now. No one in the ACC is in right now. Georgia Tech could have done that last week.
Who's SMU have?
They have to go to recently fought without Coach Cal. It's a night game at Cal.
Oh, man.
At Cal?
Yes.
Because that historically Atlantic Coast team.
It is what it is. We know the deal.
We watch football.
Cal.
We know what the deal is. It is what
ACC. Nothing says ACC like Cal.
Does SMU say ACC?
Nothing says ACC.
Yeah, so what are we talking about?
Nothing says ACC.
No offense, but before 2004, Miami didn't say ACC. Yeah. So it is what it is.
20 years from now, my kids are going to say, Dad, are we going to watch SMU Cal? It's rivalry week.
Yeah.
That historic game.
Well, I don't know if they'll always play the last week of the season, but it just so happens to be the case.
You know, it's shocking how few, you know, it's rivalry week. It's shocking how few rivals there are.
Well, we've got Ole Miss and
Mississippi State.
Texas, you know, Texas A&M.
There's obvious ones.
Yeah.
But LSU is playing Oklahoma.
Well, because they...
I mean, all the years that LSU has been playing, and they don't have a natural rivalry.
Their rival is A&M. I mean, not A&M, but Alabama, and that game gets played earlier in the year.
Early in the year, yeah. Well, Florida actually has been a team
that one,
played.
Too. That's always earlier in the year.
They've always had Florida.
But that's always early in the season.
Right.
When was the last... Do we remember a time? It used to be Arkansas later in the year, right? It used to be this week. They used to play Arkansas quite a bit. That has changed with the expansion of the SEC.
Right.
Florida State and Florida, that still remains. It just doesn't matter.
Right, but I'm saying it's shocking. Like all of these teams that have, like SMU should be playing TCU right now.
Well,
every year.
But they never did that late. Yeah, that game was always.
But they should.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about, the expansion and all that stuff. But that game was never a late season game.
We still have really good rivalry games this week. It's still a good
season. No. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's shocking to me. Like Georgia Tech, Alabama, Auburn. Yeah, I mean, you got that. But there are so many teams. Like, who's Miami playing this week?
Not everyone needs a rival.
They're
right
playing
now.
Pitt. But their rivals have always been September and October. They've always played Florida State October, November. Notre Dame, when they played them annually, was a October, November, earlier November game. So it is what it is. But the in-state rivalries are generally later in the year, and we're getting those. Clemson and South Carolina are at it again, so.
Yeah.
I get it. The thought of SMU and Cal playing in what is a consequential game for SMU late in the year doesn't sit right. But someone's got to play SMU late, and if TCU and that rivalry, this was the skillet or whatever they call it, if that one was played in September, someone's got to play SMU in late November. Who cares if it's Cal? Cal just played Stanford last week anyway.
Right. Well, like the Cougs. Cougs got Baylor this week.
Not in the same conference.
No.
SMU and the Cougs, not in the same conference. Can't do it.
The Cougs should be playing Rice this week.
They never play. They rarely play that game late, too.
I understand. They should be playing Rice this week. Yeah. They should be playing Rice.
But then the other weeks aren't fun.
Yeah.
We can't just backload it for this week. We got to have a nice slow burn and have good games.
Well, they're not even playing anymore. That's it. That's done.
Was it this year?
That was it?
That's it.
What, this year was the last game?
Yeah, this year was the last game for a
while. Tell Mayor Whitmire to step in and declare that this game must go on.
And especially since...
Or we pull funding.
We? Isn't Rice a private school?
They still get Houston money.
Oh, well, you think they don't get money?
I'm sure they get money, but I don't think they're going to bend to Mayor...
In Trump's economy?
Mayor Whitmire to make sure they play.
Somebody tweet President Trump and just
say, we're pulling funding. He loves that move. Pulling funding.
Pull funding.
Pull funding from
if
who?
If you don't play these, if you don't play this too. Game,
I'm
pull funding.
Yep.
The Rice Cougs games kind of go up to the executive branch.
Yes.
Nah. Well, all right.
Pull funding.
Right.
Now, Bayou Bucket needs to be decided.
No, but then they'll go there like Mom Donnie went there, and now we love each other now.
I wish somebody looked at me the way Trump looked at Mom Donnie. Has anybody
They're
ever
best
looked,
friends now.
Has anybody ever looked at you that way, including your wife?
No.
Never.
She never looked at me like
my
that.
My wife on our wedding day didn't look at me like that.
You know, I'm surprised that he would have.
In love.
I know he's in the seat of power in the Oval Office, but I'm surprised he would let someone stand above him. Like, because he has to look up at Mandani when he's talking to him or talking to the press. I'm surprised he let that happen. Like, he's got to stare up at him with loving eyes.
Have you ever had butterflies in your stomach?
Not about Mandani. No, not about the
general,
mayor of New York.
In general.
Sure, I guess.
Yes, we all have.
Love.
We
love.
Do dumb things.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, you got to sit down. I'm not going to be looking up at you this entire time.
It's so beautiful. Okay, can we talk about greed in sports next?
Yeah, next. In the next segment, sure.
Greed in sports next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, by the way, the only thing that happened last night, besides Hunter Yurachek being weird and awkward with the 6-7 joke, like Ole Miss dropped the spot, yeah. Oregon jumped them. So Ole Miss is in some danger. You lose to Miss State.
They're not in any danger.
If they lose to Miss State, they're not in.
They're out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're in some danger.
Well, you lose your coach, guess what? You're out. Lose your coach. I mean, Florida State lost their quarterback last. Beat it.
And they still haven't recovered from that moment.
No. All right, break in here. 713-780-377. Basically a holiday show. We're going to talk about greed in sports next. Okay, whatevs.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, my God. 750 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, if you're listening, just call in and just say whatever you want to say.
We'll figure it out.
It's pretty much that kind of show. What do you want to say on this? Say something on this show that has never been said before.
Whoa.
Playing a dangerous game.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, though.
Yeah.
There have been some dumb things said.
Like, I know.
Some outrageous things.
I want the dumbest radio ever today. I mean, we still got to
I'm here.
I mean, you do a great job of starting that. So you're setting a bar that's pretty high for people to get dumber.
Yeah. No.
Holiday show question?
Look at what we have here today.
What? Pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
It's sweet potato pie.
They did that
pie.
On the show before us.
A sweet potato pie.
Who did that?
Sweet
did
potato pie.
Yeah, okay. That's the answer.
Astrodome.
What's his name? That was
It was Canty and whoever Canty. The producers. I forgot what his name was.
He kept pining for sweet potato pie.
Well, it's two Americas.
God, is this really the radio we're doing?
It's two Americas. Chris Canty's the one black person on that show. You can expect the sweet potato pie thing to come out.
I don't believe I've ever had
sweet potato pie. Well, it's because you're not one of us. Stop rubbing your forearm.
You're with the Greeks.
You may rub your forearm. But since you haven't had sweet potato pie, I know you're not one of us.
We make pita potato pie.
Pita?
Pita.
Pita pie.
Pita?
What?
Pita Would you answer pie? That? Someone wants to say something stupid.
I don't care.
Just put them on. Don't even
put them on. Just
them.
Put them right on. Put
no,
right
I'm
on.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
Dell has some etiquette here.
Someone wants to say something really stupid.
And look, there's no one there.
Who was calling?
Well, because you didn't answer.
No, that our phone has
ghost caller.
Yeah, ghost caller sometimes.
Oh, gotcha.
So John has proven to not be one of us. No sweet potato pie on the jacket mm-hmm. for him.
Yeah, no.
Did you see 50 million people are going to watch the Cowboys Chiefs on Thursday?
Yeah.
That is nuts.
50 million.
But where is it on?
Greed.
No, but where? I'm serious. Is it on Fox?
Oh, it's on NBC.
NBC? Nobody knows. This is getting out of hand.
Well, no, but it's going to be on.
It has to be on TV, on broadcast.
Yeah. It'll be on Fox, probably.
And then what about the other games? Are they on Prime or something?
I can tell you right now what it's going to be on.
No. Don't tell me. Without looking it up, anybody knows.
What's the difference? Why wouldn't you not look it up?
And then do you have that subscription? Do you have that subscription?
To Fox? Yes.
Fox, you do.
The Dallas game is on CBS.
Okay, what about the rest of the slate?
Fox is the Green Bay and Detroit. Good game.
Okay.
That's it. It's on Fox. Yeah. CBS has Kansas City at Dallas because it's an AFC team on the road, so it's CBS.
Romo on the
call. And then Cincinnati and Baltimore.
That's not – is Burrow playing?
NBC.
Is Burrow going to play?
Might.
Hey, that's not a bad game.
That's not bad.
Is Romo on the call? Right, he's the number one team, so he should be on that call. Chiefs, Cowboys.
Romo's on the CBS call.
50 million people.
50 million people.
It's hard being a sports fan because of all the subscriptions. And as you go like multiple, especially right now, you've got NBA, college basketball, NFL, so many different things happening.
Well, how about that Friday, Black mm-hmm. Friday, Bears, Eagles is a 2 o'clock game on Prime.
Well, it's a Black Friday game.
Huh?
It's their Black Friday game. They've done it before.
Yeah.
When did they do this? Hey, I missed that.
It started a couple seasons ago with Dolphins, Jets, and now they've done it ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the only place you can watch it. You have to have a subscription.
Hey, welcome to 3 years ago, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's a Thursday.
This is
right?
going to hurt Thursday sports. Game, right? This is going to hurt sports so much in 5 years, 10 years.
I don't know.
I think it will.
Not hurting the NFL.
No, no, no. In like the other leagues, every it will hurt.
Well,
the
it's going to be so
bit.
Specialized. Yeah, I have Fubo because they carry Space City Sports.
Yeah,
that's the only. That's reason. The only. And that's then, the only reason.
Well, it's happening, and it happened to the MLS because when they got Messi, they thought, you know what? He's such a draw. We're going to put a lot of our games behind a paywall. We're going to put the playoffs behind a paywall on Apple TV. They have miscalculated that.
Big
as
time.
Great as Messi is, the American sports fan ain't in love with MLS that way.
How did it happen, though? Because the whole logic for the last 7 years or so was like our attention span is getting shorter and shorter, right? And these marketing executives, or executives in general, are like, hey, let's make it even harder for people with short attention spans to find where the game is, to get the subscription, to have this app, to have it download, all that stuff. And you lose interest. You don't want to watch it if you can't find it.
And you know how we can watch a Prime game because 10 years ago or longer, we made a decision we wanted Amazon delivery. So that is just included. Apple TV decided not only do you have to pay for our regular subscription, then you have to pay for the MLS part of it behind another paywall. And that was just missed the mark
this
on that
gonna
one.
This is going to hurt so much in 5, 10 years where people just won't care. They won't care about like, oh.
I disagree. They'll still. Like, look at how it's so chopped up right now, and yet people are still
would you
watched.
Get? Do you
They're
have Peacock still, right now?
I don't have Peacock.
Would you? Now the Rockets played an exclusive Peacock game this week. Would you, if they play
guess
10 of those a year, are you getting Peacock?
Guess what I won't see.
Then you, that's, I think that hurts sports if people aren't even willing to.
It won't hurt you. It
but it's only
hurt.
One game. It's
but,
one
no,
game.
No. But if they play 8 of them a year and you miss out because then it's on Peacock.
No. Sorry to cut you off there, but you parlay it with the fact that Space City isn't on YouTube TV and it's not available for as many Houstonians. Like, their ratings aren't good.
Yeah.
That will eventually catch up to them because we'll find it somehow.
It's been going
on
for a while, though, that teams have the sport, their own sports channel.
Yeah, but that was available before. Now it's harder to find. It's not available with the bigger services.
Right.
Back then, AT&T Sports.
Yeah,
what was it? Yeah, Root
Sports.
They
were on everything.
It was on everything. And now they're making it so hard to find. The kids... Like, it's not, you can't just turn on UPN and just watch and fall in love with the Rockets every single game.
Right.
Like, it's going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt them with us.
But these kids are getting used to this, though.
No, they're not. They just want to watch the clips online. They'll just watch like 30-second clips and they're done.
Well, that's these, you know what? It's all changing because of these kids.
Yeah.
They don't even have sex.
What? Hold on. So this came out.
They don't drink.
Non-sequitur.
What about KD? All right. How did this happen?
They don't drink.
This is a thing for he and Lance to talk about. The kids don't have
sex. They don't have sex. They don't. So I don't know what's wrong with these kids. Let's get Chris in here. He's got a question for us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, my question is, what do you guys think about the matchup tonight against the Warriors? I feel like we have a similar matchup, just subtracting Van Fleet. And, of course, KD, we don't have, you know, Brooks or Green. But how do you guys see us matching up against the Warriors tonight with similar, you know, lineup in comparison to when they knocked us out to playoffs last year? What do you guys think? I'll hang up and listen.
It's very different. No Jalen Green, no Fred. Fred was a big
Dylan
matchup. Dylan Brooks.
Dylan, yeah.
So it's not that similar, but I get it. Like the Şengün and Amen.
You know, Jimmy and Steph are on the other side. Yeah. So the stars, in some cases, are still there. The Warriors have not played great.
No.
They've been much better at home than they have been on the road. They've got questions. Every game I wonder, is the other team willing to meet the Rockets' physicality? Because if they don't, just pack it up. That team's not winning the game.
I was really surprised at how good the Rockets were the other night against Phoenix. I didn't think with KD gone that it would be, they would be as good as they were.
I don't. You can't judge them against Phoenix.
No. Well, Phoenix is a better team than Golden State is right now.
Right now, but I would still. Yeah. Who would you rather?
No, right.
Yeah. Like I.
Right.
I think Rockets win tonight. I think the physicality. I think they'll get this dub. I'm more concerned. What shoe is Steph Curry going to wear?
What, a Nike or the Jimmy shoe that he wore a couple times or Steph at least Curry's once?
Free agency, he's just wearing every single brand. He is just hoeing around. I love it.
I don't know if it's hoeing around.
He's hoeing around. Is he going to wear KD's tonight in honor of his former teammate?
Do you mean the guy who said, I didn't want to be traded back to Golden State?
I'm not going back there.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing those
shoes.
It was
more about Draymond than
Curry. I know he's not. I would imagine he's not blaming Steph, but I don't think he's wearing his shoes when he said no.
KD told Steph to come to Nike. This is a big deal. I know you're not following this, but Steph Curry, because of his free agency.
Yeah, I really don't care.
He's wearing every single, like, he's just wearing, everybody's shoes.
He's wearing Adidas shoes?
He hasn't worn Adidas.
All right.
He wore Shaqnosis, the old Shaq shoes.
It's John, are you going to be looking at Steph Curry's feet tonight?
What's on the feet?
See, this is a plot that I really don't even
know. No, but. Are you going to be locked in on his feet?
I'm not going to be. You know what? I want to see his hands shooting the ball. It's more important to me.
But he's going to rise up for jumpers. You're going to be able to look at his feet.
Whose shoes is he going to wear, John?
Who's going to care?
Skechers. What if he pulls up with some slip-on Skechers?
Well, it's going to be hard to make moves out
they
there.
They have a Skechers basketball line.
Maybe he wears Puma or a New Balance. We never know.
Man.
That'll be a subplot tonight. Forget about Amen and what he's going to do against that small Warriors backcourt.
Okay, Chris called. He had a serious question about the
and
matchup.
And we answered it.
And you two are talking about Steph's shoes.
We answered it.
We think the Rockets win.
Rockets win. Physicality.
They're the bigger, stronger team. They'll win tonight.
How many fights will Draymond get in tonight?
Nah, no fights.
One.
No real fight.
You're talking about a fight. What's a fight?
A technical
scuffle.
Altercation.
Whatever. I mean, he does this every game. He's in someone's face every game. I don't rule that as an altercation with Draymond. That's just, that's common foul for Draymond. Like, I'm talking about when Amen is bleeding in Phoenix. That's what I'm talking about when I think of a fight.
Whose face will he get in? Not Steven Adams.
He's
not doing that. Clint Capella's?
No.
It's not.
He might. Yeah, it's Capella's skinny.
No. He's not skinny.
Okogie.
No, Draymond's going to try to bitch and goon.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do. The Euros, he likes to go after. The Euro bigs, he likes to go after.
And
he ain't dealing with Capella.
And Alpi will be like, hey. Whoa! He'll give it the...
Hey, a Draymond.
Is he Italian?
Wait, he's not Italian. He's Turkish.
Hey, Dream, why?
He's not Italian.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Wow. 802 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You see, we can't. You're not serious people.
Chris asked a question. We answered it. And then
you're
moved
not
on.
Serious people. Our next you call talk about shoes.
He's going to have a terrible
Jonathan
answer
wants
coming.
Jonathan wants Oklahoma State.
They made a hire. John.
We'll see.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.